Back to the U.S. now, where white nationalists gather today in Tennessee for their biggest public display since the violent marches in Charlottesville, Virginia. The name of the rally was White Lives Matter. So far, the demonstrations have been peaceful. Chaz Sisk with member station WPLN reports that the message is an in-your-face mix of white supremacy and calls to partition the United States.
Somewhere between 100 and 200 demonstrators arrived all at once on the town square of Shelbyville, Tennessee, in a caravan of cars, some from as far away as the Rocky Mountain states. Dressed in black and arrayed behind a phalanx of shields, they marched to the protest zone. An organizer chanted an anti-immigration slogan.
Close borders!
Close borders!
White nation!
White nation!
Now we start the deportations!
Now we start the deportations!
The rally was put together by a group called the League of the South, which advocates secession. Other organizations also took part, including American Nazis. Unlike in Charlottesville, demonstrators were not rallied around a single cause, like a border wall or Confederate statues. Instead, the goal appeared to be simply a show of strength. And Harry Hughes, who calls himself a National Socialist from Arizona, says being provocative was the point.
We come out, we dress in uniforms, we, you know, have symbols and things. That gets people's attention. They look and they listen.
There were probably double the number of counter-protesters. Daryl Lamont Jenkins drove all the way from Philadelphia to confront white supremacists.
And I think it's important people should know about who they are and what they're about. And once they find out who they are, they respond to them in an adverse way towards them.
The choice of location appears to have symbolic meaning. Shelbyville has been divided by the presence of East African refugees who settled in the area to work in meat processing. A second rally is in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, where construction of a mosque riled the community several years ago. It's also where the local university has debated renaming a building that honors Confederate General Nathan Bedford Forrest. The early leader of the Ku Klux Klan is from the region, a fact not lost on white nationalists. For NPR News, I'm Chaz Sisk in Shelbyville, Tennessee.